Hi, my name is Scott Schweitzer and I am the Clydesdale. My friends Amy Radowski, Charlie Yodi, Kat Shear love fitness as a sport as much as I do. We are all 40 plus Masters Age athletes who give all we have to lead a healthy, active life. We also want to bring you athlete interviews, human interest stories, and all the news surrounding the sport of fitness. If you like what you hear, consider giving us a 5-star rating and writing a review. We are also available with full video on YouTube at the Clydesdale Fitness and Friends Podcast, as well as all traditional podcast platforms. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Clydesdale_fitness_and_friends. And now, off to this week's episode of the Clydesdale Fitness and Friends Podcast.
Let me know if you want me to shut that off.
Mine's probably going to act up here in a second anyway.
And of course, all three dogs show up in the room as soon as you hit record. Hi. And they hear Murph.
Yeah. Murph is protecting the front.
Mama, come say hi. Come here. Come here. Come on. Come on up. Oh, she's so dumb.
Dang. The front.
Mute that one. There we go. We're live. We're live, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Clydesdale Fitness and Friends live on YouTube. Here we are.
I feel like it's been a month and it's only been a week.
I know. Yeah. So crazy. So before we get started, since last week I forgot till the end, we want to thank our sponsor, RX Mark here, best jump rope in the business. We're actually going to have Dave on next week live with us. So if you have those jump rope questions or you need some tips and tricks on how to get your double unders, or if you got that drag rope you're trying to figure out, or any of those types of questions, make sure you jump on next week to check that out, because Dave will be here live. They're also doing a big warehouse sale at the end of the month. In addition to, I know they always do some big holiday promotions, so I'm sure he'll let us know what those are going to be next week. In addition to that, you can use the code Clydesdale15, all caps, at checkout. Get 15% off your order on everything except for new editions and special new releases and special editions. With that, I have to cough. So could one of you do the Element 26?
Yeah, but first of all, why is special orders and new editions so hard to remember to say all the time? I flub it up every single time too. For some reason, and new edition, isn't that the name of like a band or something?
Yeah,
it is.
So it should be easy to say new edition and special orders, but I get it completely mixed up too. So no harm, no foul there, Scott. Happens to the best of us.
There we go.
Element 26 is our other sponsor, and they are an equipment and gear sponsor for CrossFit and strongman and powerlifting and all that great stuff. They've got really innovative products that we like to use. They've got, I'm going to get it wrong, barbell belts that you use for the barbells to attach to the rig. Perhaps. I have a pair of those that I use quite often. They also have weightlifting belts and grips and tape. The grips, I had a client today who was deadlifting and he had a little bit of like a cut on the palm of his hand. And he said, you know, can I use straps? And I don't have straps. I don't use straps, but I said, try these grips. And so he used the grips for that too. And they helped to keep him, you know, on the bar and protected his hands. So they've been a great partner for us, and check them out at element26.co.
Also, your client could have used that special fix for a tears. That's like, yeah, second skin.
He could have. I got to order some.
You're on mute, Scott.
We're starting off fast and furious tonight.
I know, right?
Yeah, medical grade super glue.
Medical grade.
So Teddy jumped on.
Teddy.
Our boy Teddy out of St. Louis. He said he needs to work on his Dubs endurance. There's 100 days until the open.
Yes, I noticed that today.
So yeah, Teddy, make sure you jump on next week and you can talk to Dave Newman. and get some tips on how to get that endurance up.
Yeah. Speaking of RX Mark Gear jump ropes, would we like to pick our new winner for our new milestone?
So we are going to make our third attempt at trying to give away an RX Mark Gear jump rope.
Okay.
And so Kat is going to spin the infamous wheel.
Yeah, I actually, full disclosure, I already did, because I didn't want to be in another situation where we pick someone that we know can't accept the award. So I'm going to show you my little spinner.
Can't see the name.
I'll show.
It hasn't popped up. Oh, there it is. Michael Camacho? Camacho.
Yeah.
Oh. Did that be related to Freddie?
I mean, it could be. We'll have to see. Maybe that's his real name.
Michael,
you know how, like, people go by other names and then they have real names? Maybe that's his YouTube name. I guess we'll have to find out.
So we will reach out to Michael Camacho for his free RX Mark Gear jump rope. He gets to pick what weight, size, shape. Shape, you kind of get one shape of rope, I guess. And then, but the pattern, the color on the handles, and all that stuff. And he'll get a couple extra throw-ins from RX Mark Gear with that. Yeah. So congratulations, Michael. So before we get into, like, our listeners and stuff, did you guys see that I did put a TikTok video out today?
No.
Is that the TikTok video?
So it is my part that someone has to then jump on and stitch to the end.
I have it
on my computer and I can share screen.
Are we
going to
watch it? Yes, let's do it.
And we can do it if I can find share screen on my shrunken. There we go. Share screen. This. Share. Now I got to find it. Great.
Oh, really? Now the whole world can just see everything you got up here. All two people that are watching right now.
I just cleaned up my desktop today too, so this gives me anxiety.
Oh, mine always looks like this. I save everything to my desktop because then I know I'll find it. Everything. Oh. Oh God.
Look at you.
Where's Charlie?
Oh, I love it.
I love all the smack.
Where's Charlie?
Any of this?
That's awesome.
I love it. Has Charlie seen it?
He has not.
Well, you've definitely, you know, made up for your part of it for sure. Good job.
So
that's funny. I do like how it's March and there's like leaves on, like orange leaves on the trees, but I get it.
Hey, had some back issues this year.
Right. I'm playing continuity piece. That you had to start in whatever January to start doing all of your wall balls, and so just now you finally finished.
That's what I thought too. Because didn't Charlie think it was Karen? He's like, "Don't I have to do Karen?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, gosh."
Yeah. So he has to stitch to the end to find out where he is.
Yeah,
sounds good.
We'll see how it goes.
I love it. Amy, yeah. You might have to help him with that.
I might for real. Let's give a shout out to one of our listeners who I don't even know if they're a listener anymore, but maybe if we shout them out, they will be. But let's shout out Bacon, because didn't he just have a competition recently?
He did. He did really well. He has switched from CrossFit to Olympic lifting. So he's kind of doing that thing now. I think he either went 5 for 6 or 6 for 6.
Yeah, I think 5 for 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
He's old like us, right?
I don't think he's as old.
No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I find that a lot of CrossFitters tend to, as we age, right? I would be much more competitive as a lifter, as an Olympic lifter, than I would be as a CrossFitter in my age group.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, if you're into that competition thing and you want to like win shit, like it's easier. Definitely, he made the right move. That's cool. I love it.
He's so naturally strong
mm-hmm.
that like it just was a good fit for him.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
So Kat, did you get the email from Eric Rosa today?
I did. Mm-hmm. Did you guys not get it?
No, it went to affiliate owners only.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but Morning Chalk Up posted it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Some affiliate owners posted it. So I did mm-hmm. read it, but I just wanted to see if you actually got the email.
Yeah, I did get the email. Let me pull it up just so I can refer back to it. But it was, I was actually kind of confused about it, only because, I don't know, I didn't get the feel. I mean, we're in this like CrossFit off season. I don't, you know, Eric and I don't speak on a regular basis. So the fact that he sent this to say, you know, it starts with, as some of you may have noticed, I haven't been around as much as usual over the past few weeks. And I wanted to share the reason why.
So that was a direct copy and paste from the team email. And then there was a paragraph before that to the affiliate owners.
Yeah, I wanted to share an update email that I sent. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, but I guess again, like why?
I get it. I think he wants to normalize mental health, and that he's saying that we are in a health industry, and so why wouldn't, if he's a leader, he should speak out against, or not against it, speak out about it is what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really trying to destigmatize mental health.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I'm all for that. I just thought it was odd that he would send the letter that he sent to his team. Like it'd be fine if he just came out with a press release and said, "Hey, I've been dealing with this and this is what I'm dealing with." And maybe that's just how I would have preferred to receive it. But yeah, I mean, he basically, for people that don't know or didn't read the article in the Morning Chalk Up, you know, he comes out to just say that, you know, he's taken some time to address some mental health issues that he's struggling with, and that it's hereditary, that his father dealt with it. And that, yeah, he wanted to be transparent about his journey. So he's going to be discussing it openly. And that he's, you know, very grateful for CrossFit and how CrossFit has come to help people deal with certain, you know, addictions, PTSD, depression, and anxiety, and all those other things. So, yeah. That's he's dealing with that like so many others are.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was awesome that he normalized it. And I think one of the biggest complaints that people had with the former regime was the not being open and not being transparent. And it's just one way where he could be about something that was a little bit personal and show that this is a little bit of a different CrossFit these days.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that for sure.
So our girl Kat here got to do something fun last weekend. You want to fill us in on?
Yeah, so I got to take over the Instagram account for the MacFest. So during the event, starting on Friday night, I was able to, you know, create content, write content about the competition, and, you know, do stories and posts for them. So yeah, that was really fun. It was an interesting way to participate on the back end of a competition, something I'd never done before. So I wasn't really sure what to expect, but yeah, it was really cool. You know, got to hang out with the photographers and give them assignments on things I was looking for. And I was pretty much just, there wasn't much direction. Like Wilson is, I can't say enough about Wilson Pack, and his leadership is like incredibly inspiring and just, it's like second to none. That whole team, I've never been part of a competition that has run so smoothly. I mean, and that's including the games. I mean, like there was nothing that they left to chance. That place was so organized. And I mean, it was broken down in like an hour afterward. Like I'm telling you, the whole room was empty an hour after they had awards. So many, they just have so many resources available to them, people that support the box and everything else, that it was incredible to watch. And just with the precision that everything was done, I mean, to the minute, there were things that happened. There were no, you know, equipment malfunctions. There weren't, you know, changes of the workout, or it was great. Really, really like easy. Do you know what I mean? Like not stressful. And you guys have all probably been, you know, a little bit behind the scenes on in lots of events where you see all that sort of chaos, right? There was nothing like that. The only chaos came from the athletes, you know, and their workouts, and that was it. It was top notch. I mean, I didn't appreciate it in 2019 when I was a judge at MAC. I did not appreciate everything that went into it. And when Scott, when you and I were in Knoxville in 2021, I did not appreciate, you know, the amount of work that went into that. But it was, I mean, it makes me want to be a part of every single thing that that guy ever does.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, truly, truly, he's such a good dude.
He has become one of my favorite people in CrossFit. Like way up there, like one of my favorite people. I just love talking to him. He's just full of knowledge, but it goes to show you, like, this was a grassroots competition that started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like they've been at this a while. Right. So that's why they're an well-oiled machine. A lot of people think they can just jump into this competition thing and just do it. Like these guys have it down. And the fact that he's not like a competition director at other events just blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know that he wants to. He did work the games this year for the first time. And I'm sure, you know, part of the reason is because they recognize how valuable he is. I also just like the fact that he has time for everyone. Like he makes time for everyone. I mean, I know two of the photographers that came on this weekend, this was their first time doing one of them was the first time ever doing a CrossFit competition. And the other one had done some local comps, but nothing of this magnitude. I mean, he spent like an hour and a half on the phone with them collectively leading up to this event, like just getting to know them, figuring out what they wanted to do, what they were comfortable with. Like, he's just, I don't know. At one point I was there, Adam from the Green Beret was there, and we wanted to get some time on the mic at some point during the day to like promote that event. And I went, it was in the middle of the competition, in the middle of a workout, and Wilson happened to be like under the ring, and I started walking toward him and I said, "Hey, I have a favor." And he goes, "The answer is yes." Oh, I mean, I was like, "Well, do you want me to ask a question first?" But he just, "Whatever you need, that's fine. I will do it." And he did, you know, I asked him to do, and we did. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. I feel really fortunate to have gotten to work with him, and I hope I get to do it again.
He works so hard to remember your name too.
Yeah.
Like
when I met him locally here.
What's that?
I think he has family in Dublin.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he, when I was at Mac, he like said my name. You know, when you first meet someone, they say your name like five times. Yeah. And now he calls me by name every time he sees me.
Yeah. Well, you remember when, like, we had met before, but not officially. And I think when we first met at Mac in Knoxville, and I said, I'm Kat. And he goes, no, you're Catherine. Like he was, you know,
he's
like,
memorized yeah, it as, yeah.
Yeah. He's just, yeah, he's something else.
Yeah.
And oh, here's a funny part of the story. So, I'm in a competition this coming weekend and they have a worm in the competition and I've never touched a worm. And so a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to Wilson about the competition, I said, hey, any chance I could maybe borrow a worm for just a week, you know, let me bring it to my gym, let me and my team practice with it. And then I'll bring it back because he's only about an hour and a half away from me. And he's like, oh my God. Yeah, sure. Totally. You can do that. So, you know, we're at the event and I'm looking at all these rogue worms and they're four person worms. And I'm thinking, and we were talking about, oh, when the truck comes and when the truck leaves. And I said, oh, wait, so the worm that I'm getting is not one of these worms. He's like, oh no, these are going back to Rogue, you know, cause Rogue, he said, you're going to get the one for my gym. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking like, it's Sunday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday. Like how am I going to get to his gym and get this worm? But Sunday after the event, everyone's like loading stuff back to the gym. And I got directions. I just said, I'm going to go to the gym. If no one's there, I'll just wait until someone's there. And then I'll grab the worm. Grab the worm. Grab the worm. I'll just grab the worm.
Just huck it in the car.
So this worm, first of all, it's a six-person worm that's been converted to a four-person worm, which means the top end of it is like deflated and pulled around and like wrapped in with the rest of the worm. Okay. And there's two guys at the gym and they're unloading a U-Haul truck full of bikes and rowers and weights and plates and all kinds of stuff. So I walk in, they don't know who I am. And I said, hey, I'm here to get the worm. You know, Wilson said I could get the worm and they're like, fine. So I walk over to the worm and I just look at it. I'm like, okay, now what do I do? It won't fit in my car anyway, like at the length that it is, even with the seat down, like it's just too, and I have to take it apart, right? So I have to like unstrap the Velcro and then like unzip it a little bit. And I get out like this one 70-pound bag. And then I like unzip it a little bit more and there's like a 6-pound bag. And then I try to like gather up all the slack and try to pull. It's still too heavy for me to even like move. So I'm like, meanwhile, I'm sweating. I'm like, it's insane. And I take like 20 minutes. I get like three of the bags out. I slowly walk the bags to my car. And I take the thing and I put it over my shoulder and I start walking, like dragging it across the concrete floor to try to like get it closer to my car. And the one guy looks at me and he's like, I'll help you. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like you're doing all this lifting and now I'm going to make you do this for me. You know, I felt like such a heel. So he helped me get the rest of it in the car. And then I ended up staying like another 10 minutes to help them unload whatever they had left in the truck. Cause I just felt terrible that, you know, they've been lifting crap all weekend. And then some chick comes in for this effing
worm. I need this worm.
You know, that they have to do. So the worm is in like four pieces in my garage right now. We're practicing tomorrow night. I'm hoping I can put it back together the way it's supposed to be. We're going to use it. It's going to be miserable. And then we're going to do this competition. And then I guess I'm going to drive it back at some point next week. Back
what
to
do we have to do with this worm for your competition?
What don't we have to do with this worm? So there's cleans. We have to hold it on our shoulder while like somebody's rowing for a little bit. Then we have to do like 10 cleans or something. And then we have to do burpees over it. And then I think we have to do worm lunges with it. I think maybe thrusters. I'm not sure. I mean, we practiced last weekend with just individual sandbags. Like, you know, yeah. I have one 100 sandbag, 170, and then 250-pound like medicine balls. So that's what we used. It was stupid. It wasn't really practice. But did I tell you guys we decided to go scaled?
No.
Oh yeah. We like did some of the workouts and I was like, do you guys care if we go scaled? And they're like, I don't know. I guess so. So yeah, we're scaled. 20-pound dumbbells, baby. That's gonna be fun.
There you go.
It's gonna be
fun. Yeah, you'll crush that.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, like I'm working out kind of this week and just going to try not to stress, but I'll try to take some video of us doing this worm tomorrow night. Cause
yeah,
I'm sure it'll be entertaining for sure. Yeah.
And then any update, are you allowed to tell us any other update about
So I got a lease on, I was presented with a lease on Friday, Thursday. I sent back my revisions Friday afternoon. My realtor went over them with me yesterday and sent them to the other realtor for the landlord. And I'm just waiting for them to respond. We had like a couple little red lines that we were putting through, nothing crazy. So yeah, I was hoping to get keys yesterday. I should have keys by the end of this week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. My estimate for my build out came back. It was $45,000. So we're not doing that build out.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't
have $45,000 to spend on a build out. So we're back to, can you just give me a shower and a toilet, please? And guess who's going to do all the rest of the work? Well,
Chris.
I should say Chris. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be the general contractor, but that'll be fun. We have time to sort of figure it out, and it's the holidays are coming up. He can take a couple weeks off of work probably, and we'll just smash through it. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Here's the deal though. I just hired like a payroll company because I have to start paying myself. According to my accountant, I need to start paying myself. What a pain in the ass, let me tell you. Because now I got to get workman's comp insurance and I have to file for an unemployment identification and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, lots of paperwork, lots of state stuff that I'm working through. So I'm learning a lot. But again, I go back to the, how do morons own a business? I don't know. Like there are some really dumb people I know that have businesses and either they didn't do it right. They don't have insurance and they're not covered, you know, or they're doing it illegally or something, because it is very complicated to navigate through.
Just making this podcast an LLC was like 12 permits.
Unreal. They make it very difficult to be like a small business owner.
Maybe they're hoping people will give up.
I guess, but like I said, like there are some crazy people I know that have businesses, and it's like, how did you navigate through all this stuff?
Yeah, and it's crazy. And like lawyers will offer to help you, of course, at a very significant fee to fill out all those permits.
$395 an hour, my real estate lawyer is. I haven't gotten that bill yet. But.
And I'm like, I don't make that much money on this podcast. Like to pay you that much, like
the premium for the workman's comp, and that was going to be for a total of $12,000 worth of payroll in a year, because I was going to put Braden and Eliana on the payroll, right, to, you know, to pay them, because Eliana's going to work in the gym and be an admin or whatever. I'm going to pay her $10 an hour. It, like an extra $600 a year for that, and my premiums on my regular insurance is only like $1,200 a year, so it's like double.
Side note,
not double, but you know what I mean?
My dad owned a company and I worked for him in high school and college, and I was paid on his payroll. Mm-hmm. And that was how I paid for college.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't pay me directly. He did it through.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that like, it's completely legal to like,
Oh yeah.
Even just to start paying myself, but it's just ridiculous. Now I have to, it's a lot. So hopefully soon it'll all be squared away and I could just go back to like programming and coaching, because that's really what I want to do.
So I have some good news. We'll leave that like paperwork crap behind.
Yes. What's the good news?
And so I have been on the messages with Wadapalooza.
Okay.
And it looks like it's pretty much assured that we will have a spot for our podcast at Wadapalooza.
Awesome.
They invited, I was on a group thing and they have invited all the big dogs and we were included in that. So
nice.
I'm pretty stoked. It's going to be Talking Elite Fitness, the Make Wads Great Again, new podcasts, Get With The Programming, Bar Bend, and us, and two fit girls, which I don't really don't know them. I think that's who got invited.
Very cool.
Speaking of two fit girls.
Yeah. We need a spinoff, Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. Two masters fit
in our spare time. In our spare time.
Did anybody work out today?
I did.
Ooh. Anything exciting that you work on?
Not really. Burpees. No. What did I do today? Shoulder to overhead. It was a comp train workout from like 2 weeks ago. It was supposed to be handstand push-ups.
Okay.
Gosh, why am I drawing a blank? No idea.
Okay.
Dumbbell air squats, dumbbell front squats, 3 rounds, 15 dumbbell front squats, 15 shouldered overhead, 400 meter farmer carry. That was 3 rounds. And then it was 3 rounds of 45 air squats and 15 shouldered overhead.
That's nice.
It was supposed to be handstand pushups, but I decided since I'm competing this weekend and I could do all those handstand pushups, but I always get like a sore-ish neck afterwards, with traps. And I'm like, I don't need to do that. So I didn't. What'd you do?
I was just going to say, I did Scott's second favorite workout today, which is the Chief.
Oh, I like that one.
I do too.
Yeah.
I
didn't PR today. But I'm happy with how I did, but
that's a good one. Lots of bar bell. All right. Scott was going to tell us what he did, but then he's coughing up a lung. I like that shirt, by the way. Where'd you get that?
It's a Noble.
I like it better than some of your mint green sleeve shirts.
That one's cool. I like it a lot. Did you get it at the games?
No, I ordered it.
Yeah.
They got back in because they were sold out at the games by the time I got over to the tent. They got them back in stock, so I just ordered it.
It looks too big, just so you know.
Well, I don't know about that. It's actually pretty.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying, just checking on you there.
Bacon just jumped on and said his ears were burning.
Yeah, I messaged him.
I have not been able to work out very much. I'm doing a lot of bike stuff again. So I had the nerve block last Thursday and felt great over the weekend. And then it just deteriorates every day, which is supposed to happen.
Right.
And I that just have to document it for insurance.
Yeah. Okay. So you can still get that procedure. Just have to wait for
the paperwork. So my follow-up is Monday to tell them it did deteriorate like it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And then they go to insurance and then hopefully the next step is supposed to be the permanent solution.
Well, such a slow process.
My mom called me right before this and I was like, it's not that I'm frustrated about, like they're really quick about all the paperwork stuff. Like I go in Monday and I'll have a call that afternoon. Hey, we got it all approved. Get you scheduled. It's all the hoops they're making me go through. And you have to get like 2 weeks out from the process, or at least over a week, so you can document that it did deteriorate after 48 hours.
Yeah, that's dumb. Red tape.
Yeah. So, but I felt like Superman over the weekend, installed some new lights upstairs, did a whole bunch of stuff, did some workouts, felt great. And then it just slowly gets worse this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you'll be good by 100 days.
Yeah. If I know my doctor, like I will get approved Monday afternoon and hopefully within a week or a week and a half. Thanksgiving's going to throw a wrinkle in that, but hopefully a week and a half, I'll have the permanent solution done.
Nice.
Will that be before or after you visit me in Delaware?
I'm hoping right before.
That'd be cool. Good. Cause I'm going to put you to work, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that might be the day we get the rogue delivery. You know, we have to unbox a bunch of stuff.
Maybe he's part of the rogue delivery.
There you go.
That would save some money.
I got 2 big ass lanterns. I got to get to Delaware somehow
for my mom.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. I know. I tell people that story. They're like, really? That's like, she wouldn't pay for shipping. I'm like, nope. And Scott's bringing them.
Oh, yep. Good. So, cool. Yeah, I'm really excited about what we have coming up. Have we heard anything from TFX?
I'm supposed to have a meeting with them this week with Nicole, but it might just be you. I don't know that I can go. I mean, if I'm opening a gym on February 1st, I cannot be in Texas the last weekend in January and be in Miami for 6 days and go to San Diego in the beginning of December. And so I have to sort of pick and choose some things. Like, I will tell you, I canceled my hotel in Miami already. I was about to hit cancel on my flight until 5 minutes ago. So I got to figure out like what I'm doing. And it's not the money, it's just the time away that I don't know that I can swing if I'm, it's just going to depend on how quickly things get up and running, right?
Gotcha.
So we'll see. I know I'm like super bummed. And I mean, at this point I'm like, God, I'll be lucky if I get to go to the games next year, you know, with everything that's going on in terms of being able to leave, you know, the business. I mean, it really, you really become chained.
Married to your business.
To a building, right? And to the business. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously that's not what I want to have happen. And I will do whatever in my power to make that not happen. But the hotel, I like looked at the hotel bill. I was like paying like $350 a night or something. And I, that was when the whole family was going to go, you yeah, know, and yeah. I thought, okay, you know, $2,200 for a week with the family, that's not a big deal. Now that no one's going, like I have no business being in that hotel. So I just canceled it. And I was like, if I do go, I'll figure something out. You know, I'm not worried about finding a place to stay. And the airfare, you know, like I said, the only way I'd cancel the airfare is if I just legitimately can't be gone that long. And it might mean that I only come Friday to Sunday now instead of like Wednesday to Tuesday, like I wanted to. And I can change that pretty easily. So we'll see.
Yeah. I have not booked a hotel. I wish I would have known we could have transferred something over.
Yeah. I even actually had to pay $350 of a cancellation fee to do it. I made the bad assumption that you already had a place. Or else I totally would have, because I actually did reach out to somebody about it. I forget who. Somebody asked me like where I was staying, and I was like, "Hey, I'm just about to cancel my hotel. If you want it," and they're like, "Yeah, no, it's too expensive."
Yeah, so I'm actually taking family members down with me.
Oh,
it's
going
to be like a family trip. Yeah. I just got to figure out the hotel, because who doesn't want to go to Miami in January?
Exactly. Right. That's the whole reason. That's what I was thinking too.
Apparently your family.
Yeah. Right.
That's weird.
None of them.
Bacon just said, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's a Clydesdale Superman. I think that's what his icons mean, or emojis. I'm sorry. I said that wrong, but yeah.
What kind of questions we got for this week?
I got none.
Oh
yeah. I sent that out this morning because I was buried at work today.
All right. I got one.
Okay.
Favorite ice cream topping? It's like you're making a sundae. What do you put on it?
Peanut butter.
Ooh.
I'm not really a topping guy, but if I was going to do it, got to go with the classic hot fudge.
Hot fudge. Mini M&Ms. There's something about the teeny tiny little M&Ms when they get cold. They're nice and crunchy. Like this.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one of those like yogurt shops where they have the gummy bears? That is awful on ice cream. They like freeze and you can't get your teeth through them. And yeah, I love gummy bears.
Not a fruit. You know, I don't like fruit on my ice cream or
don't
on
belong
my,
there.
So.
Or pizza.
Yeah.
All right. I've got another question then.
Yes. What's up?
Favorite childhood cartoon?
Tom and Jerry.
Pink Panther.
I'm going to go either He-Man and She-Ra or Thundercats. I love
Thundercats was like right after me.
Well, that's about right.
Yep. Yeah, that's about right. Yep. Who were the Wonder Twins? I used to watch that on Saturday
Friends.
Night. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, don't watch it now because it is god awful.
Is there's a version of it now?
No. So when Cartoon Network first came on, like I was like, oh my gosh, I can watch Super Friends again. And I watched an episode and I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, was it even like scripted? Like, it was like robots talking.
So bad. So and bacon, like salted caramel and real cool whip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I could do the salted caramel for sure.
With a lot of H's.
I want to do I think you guys, where I put up names of cities in Delaware and you have to try to pronounce them. And then you guys should do the same thing for me for Ohio. I don't know how we do that on screen.
You will never get the ones in Ohio.
I'm saying some of the ones in Delaware, I don't know that you would get either, but
I don't know if I will get the Ohio ones either.
I see them on TikTok, but I think that would be fun. Maybe we could plan that for another couple weeks.
Yeah.
Before we find Charlie.
We just have to figure out, Scott, how to do it on the screen. Maybe I could send you a sheet of the names in big bold, on a Word document, and you could just share your screen or something. How's that work?
Yeah, we just don't want him to cheat. We need to be surprised.
Yeah, but
I see what you mean. Well, yeah,
I'm just typing them out.
Yeah, but you could have time to look them up, I guess, is what she's saying.
Have you met me? I can't even pronounce athlete names right.
I will create a sheet and then I can share my screen. How about that?
Leftris Theophanides.
Definitely.
All right, who's our guest on Monday?
So our guest on Monday, that I'm trying to figure out. I think it's going to be
CrossFit OG. We've had some cancellations this week. We've had some cancellations this week.
Right. This one is in the bag. It's already recorded. Okay. This is CrossFit OG. Original Clydesdale.
Yep.
Tommy Hackenbrook.
Yeah.
In the opening of the interview, he gives me shit about taking so long to have him on because he's like, am I even a Clydesdale?
True.
So it's actually a really fun interview. Charlie was on. It was kind of like a big old bro sesh for about an hour.
Telling me about it today.
Yeah. And what was cool is, if you don't know, so not only was Tommy Hackenbrook CrossFit OG, affiliate cup champ twice, podium finisher second, but he won Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull Ranch 7 times.
Wow.
And we kind of talked to him about how Stone Cold was. We get into some old wrestling stuff because it's a bro sesh. And then I ask him who would win between Broken Skull Ranch champ and Titan Games champ, Matt Chan and Tommy Hackenbrook.
Mm.
And it was an interesting discussion.
There's the cliffhanger. Oh. I love it.
So.
Awesome.
He was a lot of fun. And he actually texted me afterwards, that was so much fun. I want to do it again.
Cool.
So that was cool. And, that's it. Anything cool on the internet?
Honestly, no.
I mean, there's always cool stuff on TikTok, but I just can never recall it when I'm sitting here.
Cause it just goes in your brain. It comes right. You laugh and then it comes right out.
Probably a good thing. Yeah.
Do you guys follow Elise Myers?
Yes. Yes.
Wait. Yes.
Do I watch her on TikTok every day? Yes. Like I could be funnier on this podcast? Absolutely. Do I do anything about it? No. Got it?
I think I know exactly who it is. Yes.
Yeah. She.
Awesome. She's doing coffee talk or something like.
Okay.
Yeah, but she has emojis that pop up.
Yeah.
As she's talking.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like an X or a check or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's, I am just become addicted to her.
Yeah.
Her storytelling is so good.
One where she was like, let me tell you how I met my hot husband. And then she was like, I went out of town and then I passed out in his house or something Okay.
The recent one that I watched was the worst bully she ever faced.
Okay.
And how she reported him several times. And then she talked her brothers into teaching her how to punch. And so she punched him in the face and knocked him out with one punch. And she got in trouble.
Yep.
For bullying
Yeah.
But she's been a waitress and a caterer and a bunch of stuff.
She's a comedian, isn't she? Is she a comedian too or no?
And she's a singer. Like she does singing stuff too.
Voice. Yeah. Gorgeous voice.
Yeah, such a good. So there's multiple aspects of her TikTok, not just the storytelling, but she's really good. So I'm really into that. And then I got into this podcast. It's called Aaron Andrews and Carissa Thompson. It's called Calm Down. And they are two football announcers that are female. Hmm. And it kind of talks about the stuff they've gone through as women in the sports world.
Right.
And how, like, their last episode was, like, they go to the gynecologist and he asks them about football.
Right.
Like, and they're like, we're up in the stirrups and he's asking us.
Right.
About should the Rams keep going up the middle? Like, dude.
That's an odd thing to say in the middle, that particular thing.
That's funny.
So yeah, it's a good one. If you just want to laugh a little bit, that's good. So those are some things I've seen this week. And there you go.
There you have it.
Andrew Sten jumped on just to hear us say goodbye, apparently.
Yo, he gave me shit last week for hanging with the judges on Friday night. So I got to see all my friends last Friday night and he's like, oh, hang with the judges again, huh? I was like, listen.
Well, listen.
Once a judge, always a judge.
Right. And
I never stopped judging.
At least when we were judges, we didn't cause controversy.
This is true.
Everywhere Andrew Sten goes, controversy follows.
Was he my judge at CrossFit Crave?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know.
So he was Emma Carey's judge.
Yep.
Caused all the controversy, right?
Yeah.
And then at Rogue, he had Jason Hopper, who finished well ahead of everybody and then stopped to look around like, what is Andrew Sten telling me to do? Because I think I'm done, but am I not really done? And then he kind of stumbles to the finish.
Yep.
And so like, it's, like controversy just follows Andrew Sten everywhere. Like he is the definition of controversy.
There you go.
And did I emphasize that enough, Andrew? Because every time I saw him at Rogue, I gave him shit. And he says, I am out.
Yep.
Mad. I don't want him to be mad at us.
He's not mad. He knows we're kidding. We love him. That's so funny.
No, actually, he's a really good judge. And he actually didn't say anything to Hopper. Hopper just thought he heard something. So, but well, I think, dude.
Yeah, there's probably some other judge right next to him, like counting very loudly or something, you know, and Jason must have gotten confused. But that was funny. Yeah, we like Andrew. I miss him this weekend. I thought he'd be there. There were a lot of, you know, the regulars at this event. So it was fun to catch up with everybody.
He was at the big USA soccer match in Cincinnati, USA versus Mexico.
Yeah.
Where USA got the win. So
he was
busy having fun.
Very cool. All right, guys. I got to go coach.
Okay. I got to go cook dinner.
We'll see you next time on the Clydesdale Fitness and Friends.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us on the Clydesdale Fitness and Friends podcast. Remember, you can find us now on YouTube as well as all major podcast platforms. Please go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you use and consider giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Clydesdale Fitness and Friends.